The fool says in his heart, there's no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There's no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand. Any who seek God, all have turned away. All have become corrupt. There's no one who does good, not even one. Salvation for Israel
would come out of Zion when the Lord restores his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
我们觉得说，哎，远离愚顽跟重新得力，两者之间有什么关系啊？
What is the connection between staying away from stupidity and renewing our strength?
其实是息息相关的。
A lot.
有一位事业有成的生意人，他一时兴起。 跑到赌场去试试手气，而不是他们去那个赌场，他们没有试手气哈，结果一夜之间输到倾家荡产，一无所有。
A successful businessman who decided to try his luck gambling and lose everything overnight.
从此他就一阵不觉为自己犯下的愚昧错误懊悔终生。
And never recover, and he has been regretting ever since.
那这样的新闻经常上演，不是吗？
We hear stories about like this often, right?
最近报道，一位美国有一位警察回家时候走错楼层，每一层都看起来一样嘛，走错楼了。然后呢，就看到他家里啊，实际上不是他家，哎，怎么有人在我的家里啊？房又没锁，冲进去。In
a more recent event, an off-duty police officer walked into the wrong apartment and shot and killed a man.
他看见，哎，怎么陌生人在我的家里面？他就把枪拔起来，不要动。那个人还搞不清楚状况的时候，砰，就把他打死了。Shot
a man who lived there because she thought he was an intruder.
我才知道说，哎呀，我跑错别人家里了啊！为自己犯下了愚昧错误，一定懊悔不已。I
think that woman might carry that guilt for the rest of her life.
呀，也许我们没有这样戏剧性的事件来终身懊悔。
Maybe we haven't made such big mistakes.
但我相信我们一生都经常在做许多的决定。But
all of us make big decisions.
包括出国留学、寻找工作、结婚生子、投资理财等等。Such
as where to study abroad, what career to pursue, whether to get married, whether to have children.
只要做错一个愚昧的决定，可能都会让你遗憾终生。同不同意？
If you just made one stupid decision, you may regret it for life. Don't you agree?
明明知道这可能是诈骗集团，哎，明明人家提醒你这个人是爱情骗子，啊，但是你还是受骗了。Decisions
such as the ones turn us into a victim of a fraud or wrong relationship or scam, etc.
啊，有些人是选错专业，后悔当初，这个。 人说男嫁错郎又入错行，这知道没？Maybe
some of you choose the wrong profession.
或是投资失利、股票套牢、贪小便宜、听信谣言等等，采取错误的行动。Or
make the wrong investment.
这一些都是因为自己的愚顽所造成而付上惨痛的后果跟代价。This
is all because our foolishness. That would pay a bitter price for such decision.
所以可见，远离愚顽做智慧的人，对于重新得力是何等的重要。So
you can see how important it is to stay away from stupidity and renew our strength.
但另外一方面呢，我相信很多人，他们乃是属于那种人生胜利组。On
the other hand, I believe some of you see yourselves as victorious all the time.
他的一生都很顺利的，聪明绝顶，脑筋非常好，从来没有犯下什么低级愚昧的错误来后悔的。You
have clever and clear minds. You never make stupid mistakes, and you are able to overcome every obstacles in life.
顶多就是遇到一些小小的挫折，他也可以马上就克服，没什么大不了的。 那你说这样的人还需要重新得力吗？
Is there a need for you to renew your strength?
好，我们看诗篇十四篇，这里提到所谓的愚顽人。
Let's see Psalm 14 mentioned about the fool.
这里其实不仅是指那一些曾经做错决定愚昧又顽固的人。
The fool in Psalm 14 refers not only to the ignorant and stubborn or incompetent ones.
或是在心智上有缺憾又不听劝告的人而已。
Stubborn ones.
其实在某些认知上他凡自以为是又不能够活出生命见证的人都可以称为愚顽人。
To some degree, anyone who is self-righteous but bears no witness in life.
或者是凡是只依靠自己而不依靠神的人也可以称为愚顽人。
Or anyone who does not trust God only himself is also a fool.
那如果这样的话有时候可能我可能你我们都被包括在愚顽人里面了。
That means you and I could also be fools.
因为我们都曾经不满意自己做过的错误决定而好懊悔过。
Because we all have the experience of regretting some things we did.
我们也常因为自己所做的努力得不到别人的肯定与支持，就有非常强烈的无力感。
And also, if we our hard work cannot get support or acknowledgement from others, that gives us a feeling of powerless as well.
可能很多人上班在公司上班也是如此，有这样的一个无力感。
Maybe you share the same feeling.
要知道，愚顽人乃是导致我们生命软弱无力的主要原因之一。
Being a fool is what causes our life to be powerless.
因此，假如我们要真正的重新得力，那么远离愚顽将是我们一项非常重要的挑战。
So how do we stay away from stupidity and renew our strengths? Is a very important challenge for us.
所以今天的信息就是要与各位一起来共勉，如何因着认识愚顽，并且远离愚顽，于是我们能够重新得力，成为合神心意的人。
I hope today's message will spur one another to depart from foolishness and live a renewal life pleasing to God.
首先我们要来看愚顽人的特性。
Let's see the characteristics of the fool.
一起来读，共读第一节。
Let's read verse 1 together.
预备，请。
The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good.
好，我们根据这一节呢，有三个愚顽人的特性。第一个呢，是他们心中无神。
Three characteristics of a fool. The first one is no God in his heart.
心里说没有神，哎，请问心里面怎么说话？
Can a heart talk?
我们可以这样理解，就是嘴巴说有神，但是心里却根本不在乎有神。
It means we may acknowledge God with our mouth, but not with our hearts.
就好像一位对于妻子不忠的丈夫，他光是嘴巴说哦他爱妻子，但是心中却没有他的地位。
Just like an unfaithful husband, he says he loves his wife, but he shows no concern for her.
就好比一个不孝顺的孩子，表面上好像有健在的父母，但心里却完全父母亲没有地位。
Or like an ungrateful child who does very little to honor his parents.
别说父母的生日都不知道，连逢年过节应当是全家团聚的时刻，也忙到一个关心的电话都没有。
Even on important holidays or birthdays, when families get together, they are nowhere to be found.
请问世上有没有这样的人？
Are there such people?
那照这样理解的话，其实世上有许多基督徒，嘴巴承认有神，但心里却没有神哦。
Likewise, lots of Christians know God exists, but show little reverence for God.
他们的神在脑筋里面，他不知道心里面存着敬畏与感恩，于是仍然偏行己路。
Their God is only in their head knowledge, and they do their own ways instead of obeying God.
就不会对神时常存着信靠与顺服。请问世上有没有这样的人？
Are there people
有没有这样的基督徒？
Christians like that?
也是有啊，哈。好，
yes.
理智上同意有神与行动上承认有神，两者是否相同？
Is there any difference between people who know what God says and people who do what God says?
罗马书一章二十节告诉我们。
Romans 1:20 tell us.
让我们一起来共读，好吗？
Let's read together.
预备，请。
Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood for what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
哦，这里我们看见世上大部分人在理智上，我们都没有办法拒绝神存在的事实。
Intellectually, most people accept the fact that God exists.
但实际上呢，就算他们推诿不了这个事实。仍然很多人，他们不愿意在心里面承认有神的，这就是愚顽的特性。
They may acknowledge the fact, but they may not accept the fact in their hearts. That characterizes a fool.
第二个特性是在行事邪恶。
Second characteristic is acting corrupt.
接下来说他们都是邪恶行了可憎恶的恶的事。
They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile.
那这里行事邪恶，并不是指杀人放火、罪大恶极的行为啊。
The Hebrew word for corrupt here doesn't imply capital crimes.
这个邪恶的原文是败坏、腐化的意思，主要是强调在道德方面。
It implies one who is morally deficient.
那憎恶呢，是指痛恨、成为可恶、这个是同时强调在礼仪跟道德方面。
The word vile expresses abhorred or abominable in both the ritual and the ethical sense.
简单的说，就是他们不按照神所吩咐的，借着摩西所颁布的律法去行。
In a simple term, they violate Moses' law.
包括伦理道德上及宗教礼仪上，都玷污了神的圣殿。
For example, they defile the temple or themselves, worshiping idols, eat unclean food, follow pagan practices, etc.
所以他们这邪恶在神的眼中呢，除了是犯罪做坏事，也包括礼仪上，他们拜偶像、吃了不洁净之物、不守节期，以及随从外邦人所做的这些行为。
Including ethical and ritual uncleanness.
假如要适用在今天啊，也许我们参加庙会活动啊，练习瑜伽、气功啊。对于 某些保守人士来看，这也是算在内了。
In today's terms, this might look like attending a Buddhist temple fair or practice yoga and qigong, etc. For some, these behaviors would not be considered appropriate.
那对于基督徒，我们行事为人不但要对得起良心，更要满足神的心意，也就是成为圣洁。
Christians are called to live a holy life.
然后我们一起来读。帖撒罗尼迦前书四章七节。
Let's read 1 Thessalonians 4:7 together.
神的心意，预备，来。
For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life.
乃是要我们成为圣洁。请注意，这里的圣洁也是有两方面的意义。
The word holy here is in both.
一个是在道德上，一个是在礼仪上。
The ritual and the ethical sense.
最后一个他们的特色呢？它的特性是他们无力行善。
The last characteristic is unable to do good.
没有一个人行善，感觉好像是没有纪律、无法无天的乱象。
No one does good. Sounds like the society is in total chaos.
大家都变成打家劫舍的暴民了。
Mobs everywhere.
其实不是这样子的，而是他们内心想要行善，但是却没有能力来行善。
Actually, it's not like that. It means people who want to do good but cannot carry it out.
那这样的光景对于愚顽人其实是很普遍的。
Such condition is common among the fools.
在旧约呢，有一个人名叫拿巴，拿巴翻出来意思愚顽的意思。
In Old Testament, there's a man named Nabal, which means fool.
他该去行善要帮助大卫的时候，他却行不出来。
When he should have helped out David.
他还说了一些愚妄的话来，差点。引来全家杀身之祸。
He instead said something foolish that almost got his whole family killed.
然而，你不要以为这是个别事件啊！在新约时代，就连道德上无可挑剔的保罗，他都曾经这样说过。
Nabal is not the only one. Paul says in New Testament.
我们一起来读罗马书七章十八节。
Romans 7:18, please, together. They want to do good.
就是我肉体中没有良善，
nothing good
因为立志
行
在由的我，只是行出来由不得我。
right, but I can't.
我相信在今天，不管你出生在哪里，也不管你的教育背景如何，很多人都有这种无力行善的无奈。
I believe even today, regardless of where you were born or what your background is, a lot of people face this kind of dilemma where they feel powerless to do good.
我们很多人读圣经都读到这一节而已，没有继续往下看。保罗就靠着主可以从那里得胜走出来了。
Nevertheless, Paul was able to come out of it.
是因为他知道无力行善并不是神对人的心意。
Because he knew that it's not God's will for man.
在雅各书四章十七节这样说。
James 4:17 says.
我们一起来共读一遍。
Let's read together, please. If anyone man then knows the good they ought to do, and does not do it, it's a sin for them.
因此，当你心中感到无力行善之时，可能你心里面有一种愚顽的特性了。这时候你就要学习保罗，靠着主就能够脱离了。
So when you sense such an inability to do good, we should learn from Paul to overcome it by the grace of the Lord.
第二方面，我们来看愚顽人的悲哀。
Second, let's look at the commiseration of the fool.
好，让我们一起来共读二到四节。
Let's read verse 2-4, please.
请。
The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There's no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord.
有三方面非常可惜、非常悲哀的事情。第一个是他们不知要求告神。
Three things.Aspect that's very sad for them. The first one is they do not understand God and they do not seek God.
好，在第二节那里讲到说，耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看明有没有明白的，有寻求神的有没有。
The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God.
我们看见愚顽人的特性，他的样子就是无药可救啊。
When we see these hopeless fools, we feel that they are really hopeless.
要是我是神的话，当然我不是的，可能就马上就灭绝他们了，不值得再给予机会了。
If I were God, I might just wipe them out.
这么败坏，这么坏哈，这个没有用，就不要了。
So worthless.
但是我们的神是一位大有慈爱、有怜悯、不轻易发怒的神。
But our God is not like that. He is merciful and compassionate.
他没有愤怒的要除灭他们，反而我们看见神用爱心宽容，以耐心等候，希望这些人回头。
Instead of wipe them out, he lovingly endures them, patiently waiting for them to turn around.
好，我们来看，首先神从天上垂看，这表示他何等的在意关心这些人啊。
First, God cares.
然后要看什么呢？看有没有明白的没有，表示他不仍不放弃在寻找那些明白他心意的人。
He still does not give up looking for those who understand his heart and are willing to seek him.
然后也在找有寻求神的没有，他在寻找那些愿意寻求他的人啊。
He's seeking for those who are willingly seek him out.
请问结果呢？
The result?
只有神在找人，却没有人在找神的。
God is seeking man, but no one is seeking God.
这就是愚顽人的悲哀啊。
That is the sadness of the fool.
其实在今天，耶稣基督也在寻找那些愿意寻求他的人。
Today, Jesus is still looking for anyone who seeks him.
在路加福音十九章第十节这样说。
Luke 19:10 says,
预备，请。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
我们能够得着耶稣的救恩呢，表示我们被神寻找到了。
If we have received Jesus Christ's salvation, that means we have been found by God already.
其实你以为是你在找到神呢，是神先找到你的。
Don't think that you are seeking God. God first seek you.
如果这个人没有愿意寻求真理的心，不愿意去明白 神的心意，那神也没办法强迫他去寻求神的。
If a person is not willing to be found by God, God will not force him.
所以神不能够拯救所有的人，是因为他不能够强迫人来寻求神。
That's why God can force all people to seek Him, so He can seek and save all people.
那不能够被神找到，不愿意寻找神，其实就是这个人的悲哀啊。
So, if one that is not willing to be found by God, that's his great loss.
让我们都明白神的心意，并且愿意来到神的面前来寻求他，没有一个人成为悲哀的。
I hope none of us here suffers such great loss. Let us all willingly come before God to seek Him.
第二个悲哀是他们偏离正路。
The second sadness is they turn away from doing good.
第三节，我们一起来读好不好？预备。
Let's read verse 3 together.
来。
All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There's no one who does good, not even one.
愚顽人的第二个悲哀就是，原本有一条为他们预备的正路，他们却不在上面行走，反而故意要偏离这个正路。
The second tragedy for the fool is that they turn away from the right path prepared for them.
那结果就是变为污秽。什么叫变为污秽？并不是变得肮脏啊，而是腐败，像牛奶变酸一样，就败坏无用了。
The result is they become corrupt and worthless, like milk that turns sour and become worthless.
那这段经文呢，在新约后来被保罗所引用。
The New Testament Greeks has a clear translation of this passage quoted by the Apostle Paul.
那它是从希伯来文后来被翻译成希腊文，就更清楚了。
Greek is more clear.
在罗马书三章十到十二节。
Book of Romans.
我们一起来读。
3:10-12.
预备，请。
As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one.
好，我们对比就知道了哈。那个污秽照了新约就是无用啊，其实就是一样的意思。
Paul explained here that to become corrupt is to become worthless.
那问题是，为什么离开正路就变得无用呢？
You may ask why.
许多无神论者或是其他宗教的信仰者，他们对世界贡献也很大啊，怎么会变得无用呢？
A lot of atheists have made important contributions to the world. Are they worthless?
许多人拥有权柄、财富、声望、地位，他样样都比基督徒还有出息，是不是？怎么会无用呢？
True, they may own power, wealth, fame, and status, and achieve much more than Christians, right?
其实无用并不是说他失去用处价值。
However, here, worthless does not mean useless.
而是不能够活出他被神造的真正目的。
It means that they cannot live out the purpose that God created them for.
你要知道神造万物都有他的目的，那造人也是一样的。
God creates everything for a purpose, including mankind.
好比说人造的每一个器具你拿来做别的用途，你把手机当成锤子来锤钉子，可不可以？这样来敲，可不可以？
可以。
谁说不可以？试看看。也是可以啦，但是可能你的机子就毁掉了哈，就不能发挥它最大的功用。
Just like we have a purpose for every tool, you wouldn't use a cell phone as a hammer because you lose the key function of a cell phone.
那就等于无用了。
It's worthless.
就像火车，它如果离开轨道了，它就失去它的功能。虽然还是可火车还是在那，还是很棒啊。造得很漂亮啊，里面的构造还是，可是它就不能发挥它最大的功能了。
However beautiful a train is without a rail, it's worthless.
基督徒也是如此，你离开神所预备的正路，那也会变得无用了。
If a Christian turns away from God, he becomes worthless to God.
这是一种悲哀啊。
That's a
最后一个悲哀乃是他们作孽无知。
The last thing, they are evildoers and ignorant.
让我们一起来读第四节。
Let's read verse 4 together.
请，作孽的人都没有知识吗？
Well, evildoers never learn. Those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on the Lord.
作孽的都没有知识吗？并不是说犯罪的人智商比较低，不是这样子。他原文的旨意是所有制造邪恶的都不知道要分辨吗？
Will evildoers never learn? The idea here is that the evildoers lack discernment.
他们有能力制造邪恶，但是却没有能力自我反省。
They know how to do evil things, but they don't know how to self-examine.
你看这些人，恶人压迫自己的同胞呢，就像平常吃饭一样啊，习以为常，不当一回事。
They're so used to oppression their own people, it's like eating bread.
其实这是一种悲哀啊。
That's really sad.
例如我们，当我们感叹一个误入歧途的年轻人，父母亲用心栽培他啊，出国读书，希望他对社会有贡献。哎，结果他不学好，跑去加入黑帮啊，卖毒品，啊，压榨百姓，收保护费。
We share the same grief when parents wholeheartedly raise their child to be a useful adult, but their child ends up joining a gang, selling drugs, and participating in protection racket schemes.
啊，这时候法官。他很无奈的责备说：“你读书读到哪里去了？”啊、台湾话说：“你读册读到卡加巴去啊！”就是那个怎么样背那个背后去了，做好事做坏事都不知道分辨吗
？When the child is brought to court, the judge will admonish him for wasting his parents' sacrifices and the schooling he received.
哦，你怎么对得起你的父母用心良苦来栽培你啊？这是一种悲哀啊
！Sad.
啊、哦，那同样的。假如我们领受神丰盛的恩典，明明知道神要我们走在正义的道上，但我们却故意违抗他，也不管后果怎么样。
Likewise, if we have received rich grace from God and know His will is for us to walk on the righteous path, yet we rebel against His will on purpose.
我们仍执意要行恶得罪神，那这不是人生最大的悲哀吗？
And disregard the consequences. Isn't it tragic?
如果我们看我们今天所处的社会，看见许多不公不义的事情天天在发生。
In our society today, injustice is common.
弱势族群经常被欺负，道德的沦丧到一个地步，大家都习以为常，也束手无策。那这岂不是我们今天这时代的悲哀吗？
The haves oppress the have-nots. Moral degradation is prevalent to a point that people treat it as a norm.
所以身为基督徒的我们岂能视而不见呢？
As a Christian, can we disregard everything?
然而我们又能够做什么呢？
Yet, what can we do?
但别担心，因为在神没有难成的事。
Worry not, nothing is impossible for God.
所以接下来的经文第五节开始就是逾越人的觉醒了。
So the next aspect is awakening of the fool.
让我们来读第五到第七节。
Let's read verse 5 to 7.
请。在那里大大害怕，因为
他们走累。There they are overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plaints of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion when the Lord restores the fortunes of the people.
我们看见诗篇有很多，像上礼拜也一样，都从一个愁苦和一个无奈开始，然后到最后是一个欢呼、一个喜乐做结束。这里也是一样。
Okay, yeah, we see a lot of example of psalms that start with frustration but ends with joyful shout.
尽管愚顽人是那样子的愚昧无可救药，但是诗人也就是大卫仍然他的描述仍然不放弃希望。
The outlook of the fool seems so hopeless. However, the psalmist David sees hope in God's actions.
他相信这一些愚顽人终究会觉醒。
He believes that the fools will eventually come to their senses.
那怎么觉醒呢？就是借着一些明显的事件，借着一些明显的事件，或是透过一些奇妙的方式
，through some phenomena or miracle from God。
所以第一个觉醒就是神在义人的这个族类当中。
The first phenomenon is to cause them to fear the power of God.
那使他们最后呢，能够回到正路，重新得力。
God is present in the company of the righteous.
所以第一个现象就是让他们恐惧害怕神大能的作为，因为看见原来神在义人的族类当中与他们同在。
God's presence brings success in everything the righteous do.
当义人有神同在的结果，就是他们所做的凡事尽都顺利。
They success in everything they do.
例如圣经中记载很多有神同在的人，约瑟、但以理、大卫等人。
Such as Joseph, Daniel, and David's lives.
因为有神的同在，别人没有办法胜过他们。
Their enemies could not triumph over them.
不但周围的人会羡慕他们，也让那些恶人开始害怕了。
The witnesses around them were jealous, and the evildoers were afraid.
哎，奇怪了哈，人为什么会恐惧害怕
？Why afraid?
当年耶稣医治一个瘫子。
When Jesus healed a paralyzed man,
好多人就在惧怕，满心惧怕。
A lot of them were afraid.
我们来看一下《路加福音》第五章二十六节。
Let's read this story, Luke 5:26.
好，一起来读，预备，请。
Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today."
哦，不但如此，还有一次耶稣平静风浪的时候，那些门徒的反应是什么
？When Jesus calmed the storm, disciples' response was what?
让我们来读马可福音。
Let's read Mark
四章四十一节。
4:41.
他们就当
然。They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the wave obey him."
为什么呢？因为人当人经历神的大能，一定会对神心生畏惧的，包括愚顽人也一样。
Indeed, when people witness God's power, they will revere God, including the fools.
于是他们就有机会醒悟过来。
It's a chance for them to wake up.
盼望神也能够与他们同在。
Because they hope the same grace will be upon them.
所以这样的改变是需要一个彻底的觉醒，是借着他亲眼目睹神与义人的同在而产生的。
Witnessing God's presence with the righteous will cause a deep awareness that brings the changes in them.
第二个觉醒是神做困苦人的避难所。
The second awakening is God is the refuge for the poor.
让我们一起来读第六节。
Let's read verse 6, please.
预备，请。
You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge.
好，我们看见呢，当时有一些困苦人。对于他们生活的艰难，他们没有放弃希望，于是就谋算筹划如何寻找出路。这是应该值得大家鼓励的，你说对不对？
From this verse, we can see that the poor do not give up hope during their hardship, so they plan to seek a way out, which should be encouraged, right?
但是愚顽人怎么样？竟然把困苦人的计划都破坏了，甚至羞辱了，造成他们蒙羞了。
However, the evildoers frustrate their plans, bring shame on them.
不过，正在他们幸灾乐祸之时，你看诗人话锋一转，然而耶和华是他们的什么
？Refuge. But the Lord is their refuge. The psalmist changed his tone at this time.
耶和华是他们的什么
？refuge
避难所
，indicating that God protected them。
这表示神及时成为这些困苦人的保护，供应他们的需要，使他们能够度过人生的艰难。
God not only protected them, He provided for them in time to escape the devastation。
我相信这些愚顽人不但是羡慕神做他们做这些困苦人的避难所，也一定会彻底觉醒。
I believe the fools will be completely awakened.
既然连困苦人都有神的保护当作后盾，那这些愚顽人若不能够善待困苦人，就是在跟神作对。请问跟神作对的结果是什么？自讨苦吃嘛。
realizing that the poor have God's protection, and if they mistreat the poor, they are at odds with God, and the result is no fun.
Yeah, 鱼丸，他们需要彻底的觉悟，不要再鱼丸了。
The fool need to be completely awakened. Stop being a fool.
原来自己也可以成为，也需要一个避难所，而神也可以成为他的避难所。
Realize that they themselves also need a refuge.
那这时候呢，他就要觉醒，就赶快回头了，回转了，回到神的心意当中了。
And it's time to turn to God.
正如在新约，耶稣讲了一个浪子觉醒的故事。
Jesus told a story of the prodigal son in the New Testament.
我们都知道，这个小儿子真的是鱼丸人啊，好好在家里衣食无缺的生活，不过硬要吵着分家产。
The younger son was a fool. He gave up his good life at home, instead insisted on getting his shares of estate early.
可是他得了产业之后呢，离家挥霍无度，后来恨不得吃猪食来过日子。
Later, squandered his wealth in wild living at a distant country, ended up eating pig's food to survive.
那这时候他醒悟过来了。他知道自己有一个温馨的家可以作为他的避难所。
Finally, he came to his senses.
他还有一位耐心等候他回头的父亲。
And returned home to his father.
终于，这位浪子回头了。
So finally, he returned home to his father, in who had been waiting for him patiently.
今天我们也需要有这样的觉醒。
We also need to come to this kind of senses today.
在我们人生的风暴当中，你有找到你的避难所吗？
In the storm of your life, have you found the safe haven yet?
最后一个觉醒是神在拯救那些属他的百姓。
Third awakening is God is restoring his people with salvation.
让我们一起来共读第七节。
Let's read verse 7 together.
预备，请。
Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion when the Lord restores the fruit fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
这篇诗篇是以无神的邪恶作为开始，但是到充满有神的欢乐作为结束。
This psalm begins with the evil works of the ungodly and ends with the joyful works of God.
这个戏剧性的转变来到最高峰，就是最后一节这里讲的说，所有属神的子民都要得到神的拯救。
The dramatic change happens at the last verse when all God's people received salvation from God.
他用雅各，用以色列来做代表。
He used Jacob and Israel as examples.
请注意哦，这并不是说那些鱼丸人继续做行邪恶的做坏事，最后还是会得到拯救，不是这样哦。而是说明这些鱼丸人终究要醒悟过来，重新归回成为属神的子民。
This doesn't mean that even fools continue in their wickedness, God will still restore them, but rather the fool will eventually be awakened and come back to God.
原来在神的计划当中，从来他都没有放弃救赎那些属于他的百姓。
In God's plan,He will never give up those who belong to him.
即便人会离弃神，但是神从来不会离弃我们。
We may forsake God, but God will never forsake us.
这不仅是指旧约选民这些犹太人而已，也包括今天全世界所有凡接受耶稣基督救恩的新选民。
This is applicable not only to the Jews in the Old Testament,but also to the new chosen people through Christ's salvation in the world today.
只要我们信靠他成为属他的人，他就会继续用慈神爱所牵引着我们，并且要拯救我们到底。
Once we trust Jesus and belong to him, he will continue to lead us with his robes of kindness and love, and he is able to save us completely.
在希伯来书七章二十五节这样说，我们一起来共读。
Hebrews 7:25 says,
预备，请。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
Those who come to God through him. because he always lives to intercede for him.
即便有时我们会走偏了道路，离开神的心意，甚至成为愚顽人，伤主的心。
Even if we have gone astray, left God, and become a fool,
但不要忘记，神永远在等待着我们回头。
Don't forget that God is always waiting for us to come back.
耶稣基督在天父的右边为我们祷告。
Jesus is praying for us at the right hand of the Father.
圣灵也常常在我们软弱的时候，我们说用说不出来的叹息来替我们祷告。
The Spirit also helps us in our weakness and intercedes for us.
使我们最终都能够得到神的拯救。
Eventually, we will be restored by God.
但重要的是，你有真正的觉醒吗？
The key is, have you really awakened?
最后，我相信我们每一个人都会有愚昧的时刻，而会悔恨连连。
Conclusion: I believe everyone experiences foolish moments.
或是我们曾经犯过一些低级的错误，来懊悔不已。
Or make stupid mistakes that cause self
没有那个插电。
Cause self blame and regret.
每一个人都会有这样的经验。
We all experience this.
而不能饶恕自己，甚至失去继续前进的动力。
We blame ourselves even to the point that we can't move on.
包括你我都可能有这样愚昧的经验。
Including you and I, we all could share such experience.
犯过低级的错误，在那里软弱无力，有没有这样的经验？我想我们都有。
Yeah, I believe everyone makes mistakes, even stupid mistakes. Agree? Throw away the important documents away.
我们都有很多，但是不要忘记了哈，神的心意不是让我们都不犯错，而是让我们远离愚昧。
However, God's desire for us is not to make no mistakes, but to stay away from stupidity.
有人自称是基督徒，但是拒绝将神的主权交给神。
If a professed Christian refuses to let God reign in his life,
或是仍然沉迷罪恶生活，那这些人是否也属于愚顽人呢？
Or refuses to change his sinful lifestyle,Is he a fool?
要求神帮助我们，我们千万不要成为拿巴和愚顽人，反而要成为愿意寻求神、有智慧的人。
May God help us never become a fool like Nabal, but rather seek wisdom.
为了要帮助我们远离愚顽，首先我们要认识愚顽人的特性而提防。
In order for us to depart from stupidity.We need to first knowing the characteristic of the fool.
再来，我们要明白愚顽人的悲哀，而能够警醒。
Second, understanding the commiseration, so we can be alert.
最重要的是，我们要能够有愚顽人的觉醒，而能够得到复苏。
The third, having an awakening of the fool, we can be restored.
这样，我相信我们都能够成为神的属民。
This way.
属于神的子民，蒙受恩典与得到拯救。
So we can be beloved children of God.
将来也都要一起快乐欢喜了。
And rejoice together in the future.
因此，让我们一起来远离愚顽，重新得力。你们说好不好？
So let us strive to stay away from stupidity and renew
our strength. 不管你过去如何，你现在已经不一样了。
Regardless of how many foolish mistakes you made in the past, you're different now.
过去的你跟今天的你已经不同了。
You're different now.
让我们一起来回应这首歌，他自己。以前你要怎么样，今天你已经不。